One of President Bush's closest advisors is leaving the Bush administration. White House counselor Karen Hughes says she's homesick and plans to go back to Texas this summer. Hughes has been with President Bush since his days as Texas governor. She says she'll still have the president's ear and will advise him on communication strategy. Wayne Slater is with the Dallas Morning News. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
How will Karen Hughes' resignation affect the Bush administration?
Well, it's not good for George Bush. He's the big loser here. From the very beginning, and I remember her joining his governor's campaign in 1994, she was the single closest person to George Bush on a staff, the person who understood how he thought, how he ought to express himself, and how best to match what he was saying with the pictures that expressed what he wanted to say.
Will she still have influence from her home in Texas?
Oh, yeah. Look, it's funny. I remember throughout this administration and throughout his period running for president, when people would say there are problems, when he lost New Hampshire, for example, or there were bumps in the road, people would say George Bush is going to dump Karen Hughes or he's going to dump Karl Rove. Those are the two people he would never dump. The only way they would leave is if they chose to leave. He needs her. He needs her advice, and I wouldn't be surprised if he calls her almost every day.
So she really is homesick then. I mean, here all the time, when people who get caught up in adversity or whatever, things don't go right, they say, well, I want to spend more time with my family.
Yeah, that's usually right before an indictment.
Yeah.
Say that. This is really an amazing thing. I think it probably strikes the Washington culture even in a way that may not surprise other folks outside of the Beltway. The truth apparently here is that's the truth. She really is homesick. Her son is not entirely happy at the school, would like to be back with the kids here in Texas playing baseball. He's ordinary and a wonderful kid. I think her husband is not seeing his wife as much as he would like. She's an extraordinary person who really wanted to come back here, live a somewhat normal life for an extraordinary person, and this is the way to do it.
So the West Wing doesn't impress everyone, even among political types.
It's funny. I don't think it ever really impressed her in the way that certainly other people saw it. I can remember talking to her a full year before Bush even announced his candidacy for president. And the thing that really bothered her, and she turned over in her mind, was, how would you do this? Not whether she could physically and intellectually operate a communication shop in the White House, but how do you do it with a family? How would her son, Robert, deal with this living in Washington? How would her husband, Jerry, do it, and would they see each other? In the end, I think she saw that was more difficulty, at least in her life, than she was willing to put up with.
Hughes has been called the High Prophet and the Enforcer. How did she get those names?
Well, the Prophet actually is a pun. It's a play on her maiden name, Parfit. As you know, the governor or the president always adopts nicknames for folks. In terms of the Enforcer, oh, she is the Enforcer. That was something that we saw in Texas when she was the press secretary to Governor Bush. Everything went through her. There were no leaks, no problems. She was totally in charge. The other thing is, she's kind of tall, and she's about 5'10", 5'11". She seems 6'10", or 6'11". She has an extraordinary voice, which pierces a room, and frankly, I've seen her intimidate more than one reporter.
Who's going to replace her?
There's nobody going to replace her. Again, there's this unique culture around George Bush. She was there at the beginning. She was almost the first person. Karl Rove was the first person to attach to George Bush in the early 90s. Karen Hughes was really the second and closest advisor. Now, there are a couple of rising stars in the administration. Dan Bartlett, who worked policy matters and handled some difficult stuff during the presidential campaign. Young guy, very bright, who is now the communications director and will do some things. Ari Fleischer obviously will have perhaps more influence as the press secretary, but no one will replace Karen Hughes as the person George Bush will come to on big issues, big moments, for big picture advice.
Thanks.
Okay.
Wayne Slater of the Dallas Morning News.